If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ah, yeah. Stay tuned after the music at the end for an update on me stuff. There's stand-up comedy, a radio show, and stickers. Of course there's stickers. Fucking love me some stickers.
This is Probably True, stories of queer life and even queerer sex. Please be aware that this podcast contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them.
I bought a flag last year. Almost exactly a year ago, in fact. A big pride flag. The one with the pointy chevron for black and trans people and the circle for intersex people. The whole shebang. Shebang? They bang? Anyway, it's a very busy flag, isn't it? Aesthetically, it's a bit much. Stripes, chevrons, and a circle. I mean, I know all the bits are important, and I'm not saying that we should try and remove any bits of it, but it is a lot. Still, it's better than the British one, which is fiddly to draw at best, and a symbol of horrific global colonialism at worst. Besides, I'm never sure which way up is the right way up with the British flag, because there is a wrong way, and you'll get some proud patriot or other telling you if it's upside down or back to front or whatever. That said, if I see any business or organisation flying the pride flag upside down, the red goes to the top, Stephanie. Jesus fucking Christ. They will be getting more than an angry email from me. And no, that doesn't make me a hypocrite. It just means that I'm aligned to chaotic good. So yeah, I own a full-size pride flag. In lots of ways, it's a lot like my penis. Immediately recognisable, fun to wave around, and I like the way the sunlight hits it when I stand in the window drinking my morning coffee. Owning a pride flag might not seem like a big thing, but I went back and forth over hitting the purchase button half a dozen times before I actually clicked it. From a community shop, too, not that big online megastore. So anyway, yes, I bought a big gay flag, and I've never owned anything like that before. Anything that really loudly announced that I'm a big old queer. Never really needed to. My mouth tends to let everyone know soon enough. One way or another. But also, I've always had a bit of a thing about it. Some old bits of programming. Not much that I could put my finger on as explicitly said, but just learned behaviours. The things we do and the things we don't do. The first example I think of when I'm trying to think of something was an old Will and Grace episode. Will is dating a newly out guy, and as thank you for teaching him the ways of the gays, this guy buys Will a pride flag beach towel. The joke is about how misplaced his enthusiasm is, and Will kind of brings it home by adding in a line about how it'll come in handy next time he wants people to know he's gay from space, or something like that. And it was just one joke in a very funny series, but it stuck with me a bit because Will, the more experienced and wiser gay man, seemed to be saying that he doesn't broadcast his gayness. And yeah, this was 20 years ago now, and there wasn't much about the gays available in mainstream media. Will and Grace was, in a lot of ways, one of the main ways we baby gays learnt about the world. Especially if we weren't in a big city, and we didn't have an older generation to learn from and interact with. Back in those olden days, there were a lot of rules, spoken and otherwise, about how you were worthy of a normal life, and it didn't matter who you sleep with, as long as you kept it behind closed doors. As long as you were a good gay and kept it respectable. as long as you were normal. Because what would the neighbours say? Look, everyone's fine with it, as long as you don't shove anything down anyone's throat. Unless they've had several drinks and are feeling curious, then they might be okay with having things down their throat. But don't mention it to anyone, or they'll kick your teeth in. And so we were taught, in a million tiny ways, to always be careful, only to be gay in ways that were quiet and restrained and didn't rock the boat, ways that were acceptable to normal people, and to be grateful, because there are plenty of places out there where being gay is illegal. So keep your head down and count your blessings. And while you're down there, wait! Of course, this wasn't just the straights. That kind of thinking can be infectious, especially when you're young and don't know any better. We sort of policed each other, I guess. Lots of snooty gays looking down their noses at each other, like shaved cats in lots of ways, all edgy and sharp and just looking for the first excuse to tear each other down so that we'd feel better about ourselves. Like I say, we were young, we didn't know any better. We were still learning that the goal wasn't to fit in, but to be happy. Not that the two are necessarily mutually exclusive, but you certainly don't need one to get to the other. We were running off old software, telling ourselves that just because we fancied men didn't mean we couldn't find someone, settle down, and be just like everyone else. And, like Will, we dressed it up in half jokes, or shame bombs that were thrown at anyone who was seen as too gay. Man up, yeah? If I wanted to shag a girl, I would have stayed straight. I blame Thatcher. It's a good bet, generally, for most things. Americans can do pretty much the same thing with Reagan. It's honestly darkly impressive how much of the shit that both countries are dealing with today can be dropped squarely at the feet of those two fuckheads. Sometimes I daydream about owning a time machine and a baseball bat. Anyway, the human cancer herself made laws saying that it was illegal and damaging to kids to pretend that a gay family was in any way acceptable. And with no internet like we have today, as well as very few positive role models, the lie very nearly stuck. And maybe for me, having a big, busy flag flying from my flat window is a way of burning out a little bit more of that cancer. Maybe it's helping get rid of some of the shame that makes someone say, I'm gay, but I don't make it my whole personality like some people. Just last week, I went a bit further. I now have a rainbow strap on my watch. So not only is there a big gay flag flying outside my residence, like the queer royalty what I am, there's also one with me wherever I go too. Not because I need to remind myself that it's time to be gay. It is always time to be gay. I get that done 24/7, sometimes twice on a Sunday. No, I don't have a rainbow on my wrist and a pride flag in my flat window all year round for myself. I know I'm gay. And I don't care who else knows who I allow into my bed or my shower cubicle at the gym. That's not the point. I keep rainbows and pride flags around me all year, not just in Pride Month, as a signal to anyone else that might be feeling a certain kind of way. I want them to know that they're safe around me. I want them to know that I've got their back, because our community sticks together. And more than all of that, I want them to know that they're not alone. And no matter how bad it seems or how isolated and unloved they might be feeling, I want them to know, when they see this big, hairy lump of handsome in the world, that there are others out there, just like them. That there's a big, huge community of people of all sizes, shapes, and presentations just waiting to welcome them, so that they don't need to deal with all of the heterosexual nonsense by themselves. So maybe don't pack away your flags or get rid of your rainbows now that June is over. That's straight people thinking. Pride Month is for breeders and boring people telling you how and when it's acceptable to be who we are. And no thank you. I reject the whole concept of Pride Month. It doesn't exist anywhere but a company marketing calendar. As queer people, either we're proud all year round or not at all. And there are plenty of people out there who will find hope in knowing that we're here every day of our lives, being loud, proud, and looking out for one another. Because that's what that flag means to me, and I hope it's what it means to them too. And if making my whole personality about being gay isn't to boring people's tastes, then so? Let them choke. It is very much not my problem. I'm done minimizing my brilliance to accommodate those who want to live in the dark. Besides, if nothing else, keeping my pride decorations up all year round will definitely annoy the religious nutjobs, like they say. God hates flags.
That was Probably True, the multi-award-winning storytelling podcast created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you like what you heard and you want me to keep doing it, you can support the show at patreon.com/probablytrue.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
So, hello. I wanted to update you on stuff, but I also hate it when someone starts a podcast with 5 minutes of them jabbering on about how their week's been, or wittering on about live shows in cities that I don't live in. I'm here for the podcast, babes. Skip to that. So that's what I did. I've put all the good stuff up front, and I've chucked all the updates that could have been in an email at the end. Also, there is an email list. It's on the website. Please go sign up. So, first thing. Over the summer, I have my very own radio show, a proper one on FM and everything. It's mostly on digital, but you can get it on FM if you want to, if you're based in Ireland. It's Ireland's only dedicated LGBTQ+ radio station. It's called Pride Vibes. My show is called River Vibes. I didn't name it. And it's every Saturday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. How it works is that they give me the music playlist and then ask me to talk a bit every 3 songs or so. If you fancy a listen, it's available online at pridevibes.ie. Next thing, I am finally flexing my comedy muscles a bit more, doing some live stand-up, which is great fun. So if you know of anywhere that does live stand-up and might be interested in inviting me to do my tight 5 minutes, my louche 10 minutes, or my very messy 20 minutes, get them to get in touch. I've done a few this month alone, and only one of them had me getting booed off before the end of my material. That's good, I think. It's a good ratio. Third thing, stickers. Yeah, I am getting some new Probably True stickers printed as we speak. Well, as I speak, you listen, which you'll be able to buy. Keep an eye on the website, sign up for the very infrequent emails, or check out the Discord group. It'll be posted in all of those. And Patreon subscribers get stickers sent to them for free. As long as I have their postage address, so please go and check, and also that they're at the right subscription level. If you're not sure, you can check at patreon.com/probablytrue. Speaking of Patreon, I know I go on about it, but it is my main source of income at this point. Earlier this year, my life collapsed like a sponge cake in a dishwasher, by which I mean I turned 40 years old in a hilariously disastrous fashion. My landlady sold the flat I'd called my home for 10 years. I moved to a new city where I knew 2 people and only liked one of them. And the day after I moved in, my job, my actual day job, went away. All of that was in the course of 1 month. This isn't me doing a big, oh, poor me thing. I'm amazing. A lesser person would surely have perished, but I embraced my inner chaos muppet and only cried for about a week or so. I'm telling you all of this by way of explaining where I am with my life at the moment. So when I say Times is tight, I very much mean it. So if you can spare a small one-off or per-episode donation to keep me going, I would be most grateful. This is not charity, it's a transaction. You get extra content. All of the episodes this season, bar one, I think, have some additional content available only to Patreon subscribers. You also get stickers. Fucking stickers! You get postcards and Christmas cards. I think I posted all the Christmas cards. If not, get in touch and I will make sure you get one this year. As well as discounts or free tickets to any Probably True live shows that I do, merch if I ever get that sorted properly, and some other benefits too, I'm sure, that I've forgotten because I haven't got the page in front of me right now. God, I'm professional. It was this or the OnlyFans, and no one wanted to subscribe to that, so here we are. And finally, as Twitter is currently in the process of eating itself, and none of the other social media platforms are less than evil, the best place to be if you want to stay connected to what's going on is the Probably True Discord chat channel app thing. We've got a lovely little group of welcoming people in there so far. We have a live hangout every week. There's space to post about books, shows, queer shit, and just general shit about how everyone's day's going, like who's finished their dissertation, who pulled at the weekend, things like that. It's completely free. You don't have to be a Patreon subscriber or anything like that. Everyone is welcome to come and join. The link is in the show notes and on the website and on the Linktree thing that I think you can get off social medias. Yeah, sorry that was such a big splurge, but it's been a busy few months and I just haven't got around to it. Not the first time I've said that. That's it for now. I love you.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.